Gospel Show, Maverick City, featuring Kirk Franklin with Bless Me. 888-683-2394. 888-683-2394. My email address, ReggieGay@ReggieGay.com. Coming up in this half hour, Brianna Babineaux with Holy Spirit. Also, the Chosen Brothers, I won't forget. Kirk Franklin, okay, coming up the bottom of the hour. Right now, here's Heather Headley, R&B singer Heather Headley. She's real tall. If you ever see her in person, yeah, that's Heather. What do you mean you can't see her? Here's Heather Headley with Here I Am to Worship. Remember, you're listening to the Reggie Gay Gospel Show.
Opened my eyes and let me see a beauty that
Ijige Gospel Show on WMST, 1150 AM and 106.9 FM.
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days.
Stop you.
from class. Reggie Gay Gospel Show, the late Reverend Paul Jones, Houston, Texas. He pastored a church there. Paul Jones and I won't complain. He passed back in the late 1980s, gone way too early. What a great song. And here we are all these years later from the 80s still playing I Won't Complain. That's one of those timeless classics. You stop and think about it, you or I can't complain either because God sure has been good. Can I get a witness? Thank you, Jesus, for his bountiful blessings. My name is Reggie Gay. How are you today? I hope you are doing good. Remember, beloved, if you want something good in life to happen, you got to sow, S-O-W, good seeds. Karma, K-A-R-M-A, is something else. A friend of mine back home said all the time, what goes around comes around, and sometimes in double and triple proportions. That's why you got to be conscientious about what you sow, because you may be getting what you're giving unconsciously. That's why you got to have people in your life that can come to you and say, now look here, sit down. Let me break this down to you. You may not realize you're coming across this way, but your ambition or maybe your drive to succeed is not getting the best results because of your approach. You got to always stop and think things through. That was my mother's impartation in my life. Think things through. Boy, she said that once. She said that 219 times. For real. Coming up, Kirk Franklin, C.C. Winans, and a classic with the Commodores all coming up in the next half hour. Right now, here's Brianna Babineau. Well, I forgot to tell you, the Chosen Brothers with I Won't Forget in a few minutes. But right now, here's Brianna Babineau with Holy Spirit on the Reggie Gay Gospel Show. Yeah. Magic A Gospel Show, Sunday, 6 till 9 p.m. on 1150 a.m. and 106.9 FM, WMST, Mount Sterling, Kentucky. On the internet at ReggieGay.com and WMSTRadio.com.
yeah, it's dark right now, but I still see the light. I hope somebody's listening.
And makes everything okay.
Email ReggieGay@ReggieGay.com. In a moment, the Commodores with Jesus is Love. Right now, here's CeCe Winans with Never Lost a Battle. Thank you, Jesus. Reggie Gay Gospel Show.
Showing up at the tomb of every Lazarus. You're
remember this old school classic? You're listening to the Reggie Gay Gospel Show.
Your children, and don't let them fall by the side of the road, and teach them to love one another, that heaven might find.
Reggie Gay Gospel Show, Sunday 6 till 9 p.m. on 1150 a.m. and 106.9 FM WMST, Mount Sterling, Kentucky. On the internet at reggiegay.com and WMSTradio.com.
There was a lady. There was a single lived in the house with her son, her little son. Come on and pray while I tell my story. son was down in the basement playing. And she ran out of something and said, I gotta run to the store. So she opened the basement door and told her little son, say, I'll be right back. I got to run to the store. Even though she turned the pot down on the stove, she forgot and left a dishcloth right by the flame. Lord have mercy. And on the way back from the store, there was an accident and she got stuck in traffic. Somebody gonna help me in here tonight. On the stove caught on fire and fell to the floor, the linoleum rug, and began to burn. When the little boy saw the, when the little boy saw the smoke coming down in the basement, ran upstairs and he opened the door and the smoke and flames began to gush out. He shut the door back. Ran back downstairs and got a chair trying to get out of the basement window. He wasn't tall enough, so he got a chair and on the chair and tried to unlock the window, but he wasn't tall enough. He started coughing and gagging, and smoke kept coming in the basement. Lord have mercy. He looked over on the table and he saw a book that his mama used to read, psychology and whatever. He took that book and he put it on the chair and stood on the book, and he still wasn't tall enough to open up that window. It's getting hot now. But he looked over in the corner and he saw a Bible that his grandmama used to read. And he took that Bible and he put it on top of the book, on top of the chair, and stood on it, because he said, I always remember the grandmama said, always stand on the word. And opened up that window and got out. Somebody tell the Lord thank you. Somebody need to stand on the word. Well, by that time, his mother had made it back, and the fire department was there, and she was round in the front just screaming, and they were holding her to try to keep her from going in the house. And she was saying, get my son, get my son, get my son. And about that time, he ran around the house and said, here I am, mommy. I was able to get out. This is what it says. Turn around and tell somebody I'm standing. I'm going.
Reggae Gospel Show, Dorothy Sing You Under the Church Pew. How did I get down here? Because Dorothy Norwood just sung you under the pew, baby. Dorothy Norwood, a classic with Stand on the Word. 888-683-2394 is my telephone number. 888-683-2394. Or you can email me anytime. Reggie Gay, spelled G-A-Y, at ReggieGay.com. Just a reminder that parents are the child's first and best teacher. I know you send them to school where they learn the fundamentals of reading, writing, and arithmetic. But remember, as a parent, a grandparent, or a guardian, you have significant influence over how your child will perform in school. So with that being said, do you encourage your child to learn? Do you send them to school with the expectation that they can do the best that they can do? You have to keep up with your child's education. It's not all about the school, okay? While the school has a responsibility, you as a parent need to be involved in your child's education too. During the school year, instead of being so eager to run up to the school fussing, how about you lend a hand with the teacher? You know your children. Help them get their homework done at night and support the school and the teacher so that your child can have a good learning experience. All right. With that being said, coming up in a moment, Keith Wonderboy Johnson, Track Jesus, news and weather, top of the hour for the community. Next half hour, let me see the Reverend Willis Polk's Imani Legacy Choir, Lexington, and see Brian Poppin and Alabama Girls, G-U-R-L-Z. Get that one out on the expressway, right? In the meantime, here's Maurice Griffin with Love, Peace, and Happiness on the Reggie Gay Gospel Show. It's the words that the artist is singing in the song that change the heart. So how about you listen to the words too? Reggie Gay Gospel Show, 1150 AM, 106.9 FM, WMST.
Child Jesus.
6.9 FM WMST. Stay tuned. News headlines and the weather forecast and sponsor messages coming up. I'll be back in a moment with more gospel music inspiration. You stay tuned. AM 106.9 FM WMST. Heard online at reggiegay.com and WMSTradio.com.